All right, so today we're tackling something that I know can feel kind of like a puzzle sometimes for coaches, especially when you're first starting out, but even as you get more established, how to set your prices. It's something that's on everyone's mind, and we're going deep on this deep dive today with a guide that's all about pricing for coaching.
I think it's such a good topic
It is such a good topic.
because it is something that people get tripped up on
Yeah.
all the time.
And I think there's a fear around it too.
Totally.
There's a fear of charging too much and a fear of charging too little.
Absolutely.
So this guide is packed with insights, and we're going to break it all down to help you, whether you're just starting out or you've been at this a while. Think of this as your cheat sheet to attracting the right clients and building a sustainable business that doesn't leave you undercharging.
Yeah, it's so important to be sustainable. And that's what I love about this guide, is that it really gets into the nitty-gritty of the
Yes.
number.
It does. And I think what's interesting about pricing is that it's a lot more nuanced than people think. It's not just about the money, it's about sending a message.
It's interesting you say that because I was reading something about that recently too, about how it's a lot more psychological
Yes.
than we think.
Yes.
It's like you said, it's about sending a message.
And that's a theme I see throughout this guide, is how your prices act as a filter. So it's attracting those clients who are truly ready to invest in themselves and their growth.
And also weeding out those that aren't.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes. And it ensures that the clients who are not a good fit, they don't even make it through the door, which saves everyone time and energy.
It does, and frustration and
Yes.
heartache
Yes.
on both
Yay.
ends.
Absolutely. And of course, pricing directly impacts your bottom line. It's about making sure your coaching practice can thrive financially so you can keep doing what you love.
Yeah, you don't want to go broke doing
You
this.
don't want to resent it.
You don't want to resent the thing that you love.
Right.
You have to be able to sustain yourself.
Yes. And this guide doesn't shy away from that financial side of things. It actually dives into three core pricing models. The first is hourly, the second is retainer, and the third is package pricing.
Love it.
What are your thoughts on those, and how should a coach decide which one is right for them?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on where you're at in your business and in your lifestyle.
Okay.
Hourly rates, I think, are great for new coaches
Okay.
because it's very simple. It's easy to calculate, and explain to people what it is.
Yeah.
And it works well for, one-on-one sessions.
Right.
But I do think it can be a little bit limiting
Okay.
as you start to grow your business.
That makes sense. You only have so many hours in a day.
Exactly.
Right.
You're going to hit a ceiling with that,
Yes.
with how much you can make.
Yes.
Unless you just keep raising your prices.
Right.
But then at some point, you're going to be, charging thousands of dollars an hour.
Yeah. That's not really sustainable.
Yeah, who wants to
Or,
pay that?
yeah.
So the retainer model,
Yeah.
what's the beauty of that?
I mean, the beauty of that is it offers predictability. For the coach, you have that fixed monthly fee, and it can be great for, nurturing those long-term relationships with clients and creating a stable income.
So if you're someone who really values consistency,
Yeah.
that might be a really appealing model.
It is, and this is something that the guide emphasizes, is that you really need to have clear boundaries. Because otherwise you can get really taken advantage of. You don't want to overcommit and burn yourself out.
So have a package pricing.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one that I'm seeing more and more
I'd agree.
coaches embrace these days.
I think for good reason.
Okay, why is that?
Well, because instead of selling your time, you're selling transformation.
So you're focusing on the value of what the client's going to get out of it.
The outcome
The outcome.
rather than the number of hours that you're going to spend this
Exactly.
year.
And this is why package pricing is so great for,
Yeah.
coaches who are a little more established
Okay.
because it is scalable. You can grow your income without necessarily having to do more work,
Interesting.
or a lot more work, I should say.
Okay.
And it positions you as more premium
Right.
because you're not just selling an hour of your time, you're selling, this complete package.
It's a solution. It feels more elevated.
It does. It
Yeah.
does. But the thing with that is you really have to be
Yeah.
crystal clear
It's too clear.
with the communication. You
Oh,
have to
okay.
outline everything.
Okay.
You have to outline the scope of what's included in the package, the deliverables, and the expected
Do
outcome.
you have to be very detail-oriented in creating a
You have
package?
to be really transparent
Okay.
about it so that people know what they're getting.
So it requires a high level of detail and transparency from the get-go.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And I think setting realistic expectations too is very important.
Okay.
You can't promise the moon and the stars
yeah.
in a package.
I can.
You know, you have to be grounded in what's realistic.
Yeah, what you can deliver and what they can expect to achieve.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, you know, for example, this guy gives an example of a three-month health coaching package. That's priced at $3,000.
Okay.
And I thought that was a really good example of being, you know, tangible and outcome focused.
Yeah.
You know, it includes 6 sessions.
Okay.
Custom meal plans.
Yeah.
Weekly check-ins.
So it's not just like, here are some sessions, good luck.
Right. It's very structured and supportive.
So you're giving them a roadmap.
Yeah.
A support system to help them achieve those goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about creating a transformation, not just selling a series of appointments.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we have the basic pricing models.
Uh-huh.
Now let's talk about pricing strategies.
Okay.
One of the ones this guide talks about is penetration pricing.
Uh-huh.
And that feels like it's all about making a grand entrance.
Yeah, you come in hot.
Oh,
with lower prices.
All right. So this is a good one for when you're first starting out.
Yeah.
You're attracting clients.
Right.
You're getting those testimonials.
Uh-huh.
You're building that foundation.
Getting your name out there.
Of trust and credibility.
Yes.
But what this guide wisely points out is that you need to be strategic about raising your prices.
Totally.
As you gain experience and you start to see those client successes.
Because if you don't, you risk undervaluing yourself.
Yes.
In the long run.
You get stuck in that discount trap.
You do.
Right?
Yeah.
It's about knowing your worth and being comfortable charging accordingly.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about a pricing strategy that I think a lot of people don't even consider, which is necessity pricing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making sure your business is actually sustainable and that it supports your financial goals.
Very important.
Especially early on.
Yeah.
So I love how this guide breaks it down.
Uh-huh.
They have a really simple calculation.
Okay.
They say, figure out your desired monthly income.
Right.
And then divide that by the number of clients that you're willing to work with. To get your baseline rate.
So simple, but so many people don't do it.
It's so simple.
I don't think about it.
And I think people get scared.
I know.
To actually do the math.
I know. I used to be afraid of numbers.
Yeah.
So I get it.
But it's so important.
But it's so important.
It's about knowing your numbers and making sure that you are meeting your financial obligations without compromising your well-being or overworking yourself.
Right. You don't want to burn out.
No.
You know, just to meet your basic needs.
It's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where you can actually thrive in your business.
And in your life.
All right.
You know, because your business is part of your life.
It all works together.
It does.
So then there's premium pricing.
Yeah.
Which often feels like the holy grail for established coaches.
Yeah. You're in the big leagues now.
This is where you're positioning yourself as that go-to expert in your niche.
Yeah.
So with premium pricing, you're offering those high-value services.
Right.
And you're attracting clients who are ready to invest significantly in their transformation.
And they're willing to pay for it.
And they see the value.
Yes.
You're not competing on price.
Right.
You're competing on the value and the exclusivity of your offering.
Yes. You're the expert.
So it's about attracting those clients who are truly committed to their growth, who are willing to pay a premium for your expertise.
Yeah.
But premium pricing requires more than just confidence.
Absolutely.
It demands a strong reputation, a track record of success, and a really clear articulation of the unique value you bring to the table.
You have to be able to speak to it.
Yes.
Articulate.
So it's not just about slapping a high price tag.
All right.
On your services, it's about backing it up with substance and really demonstrating that you can deliver exceptional results.
And having the proof
yes.
to show that.
So you have to walk the walk.
Yes, you do.
To command those premium prices.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love about this guide is that it emphasizes that you don't have to choose just one of these pricing strategies and stick with it forever.
Uh-huh.
You can experiment and see what resonates with your ideal clients.
Yeah.
And adjust as your business evolves.
Because things change.
Things change.
And you change.
Then your business changes.
So it's about finding that approach that feels most aligned with your values, your business goals, and your current stage of growth.
Absolutely.
So it's important to remember that pricing is an ongoing process.
Yes.
Not a one-time decision.
Uh-huh.
As you gain experience,
you're
going to learn more about what works best for you and your clients.
Absolutely.
Which I love because it takes the pressure off of having to get it perfect right out of the gate.
Right.
Okay, so this guide goes beyond just the strategies and talks about other factors to consider when setting your prices.
I'm all ears.
So what are some of those key factors, and how can coaches use them to inform their pricing decisions?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to know your financial goals. You know, how much do you need to earn to support your lifestyle?
So it's about having that financial roadmap, knowing where you want to go, and then working backwards to figure out the pricing that's actually going to get you there. So then that ties into another important factor, understanding your ideal client. Who are they? What are their pain
What are
points?
they willing to spend? What are they willing to invest in their transformation? So this guide really emphasizes the importance of researching your target market and aligning your pricing with their expectations. It's about finding the right clients who value what you offer and who are willing to invest in themselves. And let's not forget about your expertise and the results
Of course.
you deliver.
That's a big one.
This guide is very clear. If you can demonstrate tangible client success, you can command higher rates.
And that's where testimonials are so important. Those stories,
Those stories are
they're
powerful.
so
They
powerful.
provide that social proof. They show potential clients that you can deliver on those promises, that you can help them achieve results. The guide also mentions location and market demand as factors to consider.
Interesting.
And I think this is important because even though coaching can happen online, your location still plays a role in your pricing decisions. So it's about thinking about the cost of living in your area, the demand for coaching services in your market, and the needs of your local audience. So it's about being aware of the context in which you're offering your services and adjusting accordingly. Now, it's not just about these external factors. There's also your internal landscape. And one of the most important factors that's often overlooked is confidence.
Such a good one.
And I have a feeling this goes beyond just feeling good about yourself.
It does, because confidence is believing in yourself and the value that you're offering and being able to communicate that, to potential clients.
So it's about owning your worth and not being afraid to charge what you deserve.
If you don't think you're worth it, they're not going to think you're worth it either.
And this guide's advice is to practice your pricing pitch until you can deliver it with confidence and clarity.
I love that.
It's about getting comfortable talking about money and owning your value. So this brings us to a question that I know a lot of coaches grapple with. Should you list your prices publicly on your website? Marketing materials.
That's the question.
I can see the pros and cons to both approaches.
Me too.
So this guide acknowledges both sides. So one of the benefits is that it can pre-qualify leads. It can attract those clients who are aligned with your pricing structure.
And it weeds out those that aren't.
It's that filter that we talked about earlier. So if someone sees your prices and thinks, "That's not in my budget," they're less likely to waste your time or their time by scheduling a call. It also saves you from having to explain your pricing over and over again.
Over and over.
But then on the flip side, potential clients might just get fixated on that number without really understanding the value and the transformation that you offer.
They're judging the book by its cover.
Yes, they're missing out on that bigger picture.
Yeah.
And then listing your prices can also make it harder to be flexible and adjust your rates based on a client's needs or the scope of a specific project. So it's about finding that balance between transparency and flexibility.
Totally.
So what does this guide suggest?
Well, it suggests a nuanced approach. So if you're just starting out, maybe don't list the exact prices, but use a phrase like, this is an investment or this is a significant
So
investment.
it sets that expectation without revealing a specific number.
I like that. And then as you get more established, you can experiment with listing a range or starting points for your packages.
So people have a general idea, but there's still room for that personalized conversation. So it's about finding the approach that feels most comfortable for you and most aligned with your business model. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. It's about what works best for you and your ideal clients.
Right.
And I am so excited.
Me too.
To dig into the example coaching packages.
Yes.
That this guide provides, because I think those are always so helpful to see.
Me too. They spark so many ideas.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I could do that or I could do this.
It gets those creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
These example packages really are like a masterclass in how to put all this together.
Yeah.
And I love that they showcase like the diversity of coaching too. Like there's business coaching, yeah. life coaching, health coaching.
Right.
So many different options.
So many different niches.
Which one resonated most with you?
I really liked the 6-month business coaching package.
Okay.
You know, for those entrepreneurs and like business leaders who are ready to level up, but maybe feel a little bit stuck.
Yeah.
I think this one's really good. Because it's not just like attending sessions, it's a whole system.
Yeah, it feels holistic. It's like it's addressing the mindset and the strategy.
Right.
And then there's the accountability piece too.
Yeah.
So 12 one-on-one sessions over 6 months.
That's a lot.
That gives you a solid container to work within.
It does. You know, it provides consistency, which I think is so crucial for deep work and breakthroughs.
What about those weekly accountability check-ins?
So good, especially for... You know, entrepreneurs who are working by themselves.
Right. They can feel isolated.
Yeah, they can feel isolated. So just having that regular check-in, you know, really helps them stay on track.
It's like that built-in support system.
Right.
Right, in their schedule.
Exactly.
And I also love that it includes a customized business growth strategy. Mm-hmm. It's not just general coaching principles. It's really tailored to their vision for their business.
Yes. And that's where I think, you know, the coach's expertise comes in.
Yeah.
You're helping them clarify those goals.
Uh-huh.
Create a plan.
Yeah.
That aligns with their aspirations.
And the weekday email support, too.
Oh, so good.
That's like that extra layer of accessibility.
Right.
So they don't feel lost.
Exactly.
Between sessions.
Yeah.
So for a package this comprehensive, the price range of $6,000 to $12,000.
It's an investment, but...
It feels reasonable.
It's an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
And in your business.
Yeah, it's not just an expense, it's an investment.
Easy
that could have ripple effects for years to come.
Totally.
Okay, so then there's the 3-month life coaching package.
Yeah.
Which is totally different.
Totally different.
But equally compelling.
Yeah. I can see this being really good for someone going through a big life transition.
Totally. A career change, a move,
yeah.
a relationship shift, all of those big things that can bring up so much uncertainty.
Yeah.
And this package provides that support and that guidance.
The handholding.
To navigate it. So with the 6 one-on-one sessions, it gives you time to dig deep into their values.
Right.
Explore those limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
Co-create a vision for their future.
Totally.
And I love the personalized goal setting plans because those big changes can feel so overwhelming.
They can.
But when you break them down into smaller steps,
it feels less
scary. It feels more manageable.
Yeah.
So you're giving them that roadmap and those practical tools to help them move forward with more confidence. And I also love the inclusion of monthly emotional assessments.
Oh, yeah.
Because change can be a roller coaster.
It is.
Emotionally.
Totally.
So acknowledging that, providing that support, I think is so key.
It's huge.
It's that holistic approach that's so valuable.
It is.
And of course, the email support between sessions is always lovely.
Right. That extra layer of connection.
Yes.
And, you know, support.
So for 3 months of dedicated support,
The
$1,500 to $3,000 range
feels right.
Feels really aligned
to
the potential for the transformation.
Absolutely.
It could happen.
Totally.
Okay. So then we have the 3-month health coaching package.
Yeah.
This one feels so relevant to our busy lives.
Especially today.
Where it's so easy to put our health.
On the back burner?
On the back burner.
Yeah.
It's like the last thing we think about.
Until you get sick.
Until something happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So this package feels like a personalized blend of fitness guidance, nutrition support, accountability, all rolled into one.
Totally.
So the 6 one-on-one sessions can be delivered in person or virtually, depending on, you know.
What works best for you.
The coach's approach and what the client prefers.
Yeah.
And the focus here is really on educating the client about the fundamentals of healthy living, empowering them to make sustainable changes.
So important.
Yeah, and it's not just information overload.
Right.
There are customized diet and workout plans that are tailored to the client's needs and preferences.
You got to meet them where they're at.
Yes.
You can't just give them a generic plan that you give to everyone.
It's about making it doable, enjoyable,
sustainable,
not restrictive or overwhelming.
You don't want to scare them away.
Right.
You want to empower them.
And those weekly progress check-ins.
So important.
Those are key.
Keep them on track.
For keeping them motivated.
Yeah.
Celebrating those wins.
Celebrate those wins.
And having access to their coach via text and email throughout the week, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that extra layer of support.
It's like having a coach in your pocket.
When those cravings or doubts inevitably creep in, like we all have them.
We do.
So I like to think of that as like the virtual high five.
Yeah.
You know?
Love that.
When you're crushing those goals.
Yeah.
So for all of that support.
Yeah.
That personalized guidance, the price range of $1,800 to $4,000 feels appropriate.
It does.
Especially because this is an investment.
Yes.
In their health and their well-being.
It's an investment in your life.
Which ultimately impacts every area of their life.
Every area.
So I think these examples really highlight the point that pricing is about more than just the numbers.
It's about the value.
It's about the transformation and the value that you're creating for your clients.
Totally.
Now, something that stood out to me in this guide is the emphasis on confidence.
Yes.
And it goes beyond just feeling good about yourself.
It does.
It's about believing in your worth and communicating that to potential clients.
It's huge.
What are some of the biggest hurdles that you see coaches facing?
I think a lot of people struggle with imposter syndrome. That feeling that you're not good enough, you don't have enough experience, you're not qualified enough.
That inner critic.
Is that inner critic.
Yeah, whispering those doubts in your ear.
Yeah.
How can coaches overcome that?
Well, first you have to be aware of it.
Okay.
You know, become aware of the thoughts that are coming up and challenge them.
Okay.
Like, is this thought true? Or am I just making it up?
Is it a fact or is it a fear?
Right.
I love that. So you're recognizing that those thoughts are not facts.
Right.
They're just thoughts.
They're thoughts.
And we have the power to choose which ones we believe.
We do.
And which ones we let go of.
You have the power.
Yeah. And another thing that can really help is to focus on those successes.
Yes.
Celebrate those wins.
Celebrate those wins.
No matter how small they may seem. I love the idea of keeping a journal of positive client feedback, testimonials, accomplishments.
Keep track of it all.
Because it's like your highlight reel.
It is.
It's that tangible evidence that you're on the right path and you're making a difference.
And that you're good at what you do.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to invest in your own development as well.
Keep learning.
Keep learning. Keep growing. Expanding your skill set. Attend workshops. Read books.
Read all the books.
Listen to podcasts.
Listen to all the podcasts.
Right? Yeah. Anything that helps you deepen that knowledge and hone your craft.
Yes.
Because the more confident you feel, the more you can charge.
Absolutely.
It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as that expert for your clients.
Yeah.
So this guide talks about shifting our focus from time to transformation.
So important.
How do we make that mindset shift more tangible?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing that you're not just selling hours of your time. You're selling a solution, an outcome, a transformation.
And your pricing needs to reflect that.
Exactly.
Like it's about getting clear on the tangible results that your clients can expect by working with you.
What's going to be different in their lives.
Yeah. So maybe it's increased revenue in their business, improved health.
Yeah.
A more fulfilling career.
A better relationship.
Less stress.
Yes.
Right.
All the good things.
It's about understanding those results.
Yeah.
And then communicating them.
Yeah, exactly.
To potential clients.
You got it.
Okay. So let's circle back to this DSP framework.
Okay.
Because I think it's so powerful.
It is.
For creating packages.
Yeah.
That resonate with clients.
Okay.
So walk us through how to apply it.
Okay, so let's say.
In a practical way.
Yeah.
Maybe even using an example.
Okay, so let's say you're a confidence coach.
Okay.
And you're working with clients who struggle with self-doubt, you know, fear of judgment.
Okay.
So the first step is desire.
Okay.
And that's about tapping into, What is it that they really want?
So what do they crave?
What do they crave?
Yeah.
In this case, it might be to feel more confident and comfortable in their own skin.
Okay.
To be able to express themselves authentically.
Uh-huh.
To go after their dreams without fear of holding back.
So you're getting to the heart of their motivation.
Yeah.
It's not just about solving a problem. It's
right.
about understanding what drives them.
Exactly.
What makes them tick.
You got it.
Okay, so then we have solutions.
Solutions. So this is where you're showcasing your expertise and how your coaching can actually help them achieve that desire.
So you're bridging that gap between where they are and where they want to be.
Exactly.
So maybe your program helps them challenge those limiting beliefs, develop self-compassion,
right?
Step outside their comfort zone.
Yeah.
But in a safe and supportive way.
I'm a safe container.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're providing that roadmap. Those tools to help them build that confidence.
From the inside out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the package.
Package. This is where it all comes together.
Okay.
So you take the desire, the solution,
uh-huh.
and you craft it into, a tangible offering
yeah.
that clients can invest in.
So this outlines the deliverables, the time frame, the pricing.
The pricing,
the
yeah.
structure.
The whole shebang.
Of that coaching engagement.
Yeah.
So maybe it includes a combination of one-on-one sessions,
right.
group calls,
right.
workbooks,
yeah.
resources,
things.
All designed to support that journey.
Yeah.
And I think what's beautiful about this framework
yeah.
is that it applies to any type of coaching.
Any type.
Yeah.
You could be coaching individuals. You could be coaching businesses.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's a versatile process
totally.
That allows you to create packages that are really aligned
yeah.
with your ideal client.
Yes.
Okay, so this guide also highlights some insights
yeah.
from Fleximize's pricing guide,
yeah.
which dives into some really interesting psychology
of it all.
Concepts
yeah.
that can impact how clients perceive value.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by this section.
Me too.
So let's talk about some of those psychological pricing strategies, because I think they can be really useful for coaches.
Yeah, so one that I found really interesting is, that concept of psychological pricing.
Uh-huh.
It plays on how we perceive numbers.
Okay.
You've probably noticed that a lot of prices end in like 0.99 or 0.95.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
I never really thought about like why, though.
It's all about making the price seem a little bit lower.
Okay.
Than it actually is.
Even though the difference is like negligible.
Tiny.
Right.
And you can apply this to coaching packages, too.
Okay.
So, instead of pricing your package at like $3,000, you could price it at $2,995.
And it just feels a little bit better.
It feels better, even though it's practically the same.
It's like a mental trick.
It is a mental trick.
Yeah.
Our brains like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then there's anchoring.
Anchoring.
Which Fleximize highlights.
Yes.
As another psychological pricing strategy.
Yeah. So this is the idea that the first price we see kind of acts as an anchor.
Okay.
It influences how we perceive the value
okay.
of other options.
So, for example, if I'm shopping for a new phone and I see one that's $1,500,
yeah.
and then right next to it, I see one that's $1,000,
right.
that $1,000 phone is going to look like a steal.
A steal, even though it's still a lot of money.
Right. Even if it's more than I wanted to spend.
Yeah, exactly. That's anchoring in action.
Okay.
And we can use this to our advantage as coaches.
How so?
Well, you can strategically position your packages, like offering a premium package at like $5,000.
Okay.
But then next to that, you have like a mid-tier package at $3,000.
Oh, that $3,000 package looks way more reasonable.
It looks more reasonable.
Even though it's still a big investment.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
But it's all about perception.
It is.
Yeah.
And then the last little nugget of wisdom from Fleximize
yeah.
is dynamic pricing.
Dynamic pricing.
And this is all about being flexible.
Yeah.
Adjusting your rates based on demand.
Demand.
Your availability, market trends.
Market trends, all of it.
So if you're a career coach.
Yeah.
And the unemployment rate just spiked.
Oh, yeah.
Your services might be in higher demand.
Totally.
Which could justify a price increase.
Absolutely.
So it's about being adaptable
yeah.
and strategic with your pricing.
Always.
Okay. So I want to circle back to this idea of practicing
yes.
your pricing pitch.
Okay.
Because we talked about how important that is for building confidence.
Uh-huh.
So how can we make that practice feel less awkward
yeah.
and more effective?
Well, one thing I like to do is record myself.
Okay.
Just saying the words out loud.
Saying your pitch.
Yeah. And then listen back to it. And, pay attention to your tone of voice,
mm-hmm.
your body language.
Yeah.
What words am I using?
So it's like having an outsider's perspective on yourself.
Exactly.
Zach can hear where you're getting tripped up or maybe where you sound a little unsure.
Right.
And then you can work on it.
You can tweak it.
Right.
Made those adjustments.
What about role playing?
Role playing is great.
With a friend or a colleague.
Yeah.
Have them be the client.
Yeah.
Practice your pitch with them.
Totally.
I love that.
It helps you get comfortable with the conversation.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like a dress rehearsal.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the real thing.
Yeah.
And then you can ask for feedback.
Of course.
Right? What resonated?
Yeah.
What was clear?
What could be better?
Yeah. And the more feedback you get,
yeah,
the more confident and effective your pricing pitch will become.
Absolutely.
It's that continuous improvement.
It is.
So as you gain experience and confidence, you'll find that talking about money and talking about your pricing becomes easier.
It will.
It will.
It will.
You're not just selling a service.
Right.
You're offering a transformation.
A transformation.
And your pricing needs to reflect that.
Exactly.
Well, this has been such a rich conversation.
I know.
About pricing for coaches.
So much good stuff.
We've covered pricing models, strategies, psychological insights,
confidence
building tips.
All of it.
It's all connected.
It is.
And it's so much more.
It's so much more.
Than just putting a number on your services.
Right.
It's about understanding your value.
Yes.
Communicating it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And creating that sustainable business that supports your growth and your impact.
So important.
So for those of you who want to continue this conversation, be sure to join our online community.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yes, we'll put a link in the show notes.
It's a great place to connect with other coaches.
Yeah.
Share your experiences.
Get support.
Get support.
On your pricing journey.
We would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
On this episode.
And just remember, you are worthy.
You are worthy.
Of being well compensated for the work.
For the incredible work.
That you do.
That you do.
So as you continue to hone your craft and make a difference in the lives of your clients, don't be afraid to charge what you deserve.
You got it.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all of our amazing listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.
Until next time.
Happy coaching, everyone.
Happy coaching.